Methods that you choose will be based on your personal preferences and what makes you feel the best. When it is translated, hygge is a coziness or a togetherness, but that also misses out on something as well. It is like a mental state, almost like a type of mood that you can be in, which can make it hard to define this kind of word. Imagine this picture for a moment. You are sitting around the fire at night with some good food and some good friends. Everyone is having a good time, laughing and telling some great stories. They have blankets around to keep them warm and are just enjoying each other's company and the evening without having to get anything else done. They feel warm and content with everything that is going on in their lives. This is a good example of how hygge works and some of the feelings that you are aiming for when it comes to getting hygge into your life. While most people assume that they are only able to get these kinds of feelings on occasion when they take a break from life, it is actually possible to have these feelings all of the time. Hygge can come into so many different aspects of your life. Hygge can be found when it is time for Christmas, when you bring the whole family together and share in some gifts, food, and fun. Christmas is actually known as the main hygge holiday, and the people of Denmark do spend